we can always do better. Honestly, I feel like there's always room for improvement. You know, there's no perfect football team. You know, there's, I know there's undefeated teams, and there's, you know, that there's old teams that have been undefeated, but there's no perfect football team. You know, there's always areas where we can get better, and that's, and that goes for everyone.
Good.
It's whenever they're taking me out, to be honest with you. You know, you know playing here is it's very fun, and you know, a lot of the times, you know, people talk about how many snaps I have during the regular season. And that's all credited to whatever Coach Belichick says, you know. Going into the game, I didn't know how long I was going to play. And whenever, you know, Bill Belichick says I'm done, I'm done.
Like,
no, it was pretty much the same. It was pretty much all the same. You know, there's certain looks that we got in practice that we did get in the game. No, not a lot of surprises. Not personally, no, I didn't have any. You know, that's we try to find, every week in and week out, we try to find, you know, certain strong points or certain weaknesses in our defense and try to get better. And I feel like that's every good defense. You don't want any weaknesses at all. So, it's my job personally sometimes to cover the tight end, and I have to do a better job at that. I feel like that's just something that we have to prepare for, to be honest with you. You know, like you said, the wide receivers being lined up in the backfield as a running back. That's not a look that was foreign to us. I mean, they did that in practice. So that's just something you have to prepare for and get ready for. Being a pass rusher in this league, you don't want to run off the ball thinking about, oh, my God, I don't want to get my hands in this guy's face. That should be the last thing that should be on your mind. You know, first, your assignment, your alignment, and then getting off the ball and doing your job. That goes along with assignment. But you, as a pass rusher, you just want to go out there and do whatever you can to get to the other side, to get to the quarterback. So running off the ball thinking about that, I haven't really thought about it too much because a lot of my moves are a lot of counter moves, so I don't really start with slapping in the guy's face, but it goes for both sides of the ball. So, just start your punch lower. You know, when you're an offensive lineman, I feel like you should punch lower because there's been a few times this preseason where there's been that call has been called a few times, and actually I feel like it's a little advantageous to the defense, and I enjoy it. I mean, we have this last game. I know you saw all the flags that I know from the beginning of the game. Like you said, I felt like our offense was on the field for a long time. You know, that first quarter. But it does change the pace of the game, I feel like. You know, there's nothing anyone could do about it. You know, I'm not going against it or anything. You know, it's a new rule and you have to go by it. There's new rules. But I feel like it changed the pace of the game. You know, sometimes it's three and out and then, all right, now there's a penalty. So now it's third down again. And, you know, you kind of get ready to get warmed up and then you kind of cool down and then you got to get warmed up again. So it's kind of like up and down, but I enjoy it. It's cool. Usually when the player gets, you know, a personal foul, like I said, a player gets a personal foul. I feel like a lot of those are things that can be controlled. You know, a lot of things that are careless mistakes or some things that aren't uncalled for. I know sometimes you get, you know, in the heat of the game or, you know, something happens where you get a little emotional, you do an extra sub, and that's a personal foul. That's something you can honestly control, you know. You know, it's your job to walk away and, you know, try to get the guy the next play in a positive way, you know, to make a play in their backfield. But when you have a careless mistake or a play where, you know, it's just unnecessary roughness or hitting a guy out of bounds, those are things that you can't control. Well, you know what? I kind of like our first two preseason games. That it's like that. You know, you get a chance to practice against the guys before you get to play them on the, you know, the third or fourth day of practice. Well, I feel like that kind of gets you in the groove, you know. The first 2 weeks of preseason, you kind of get a feel of the guy before you get to actually play against him under the lights. And this third week, you know, we're not practicing against anyone. We're just going to go out there and play against Carolina. I honestly feel like it gets you more, you know, ready for the season. You know, during the season, you're not going to go out. Like week one, we play Miami. We're not going to practice against Miami. So, you know, you have to do it based on what you see and what they've done thus far or what you've seen just on basic film study.